Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. I hope you are too. Tough Saturday for your team at home, falling behind early and ultimately losing 31-14 to UNH as you've gone back and looked at the tape of that one. Just give me your impressions on what happened.
It's unfortunately it's a little bit of a Groundhog Day for us getting down in games, and it's real tough in our league to fight back from two touchdown or three touchdown scores. And we give up a big play early. We throw an interception for a touchdown, and now you're in a chase mode. And they got up on us, and they did a good job maintaining their lead, and we just couldn't recover.
As you said, the slow starts have been an issue, and I'm sure if you had ultimate answers, you would have made the change by now. But is there anything that you've been able, or you and your staff been able to figure out why the starts have been slow?
Well, I would say that I'm not sure if it's slow starts. I mean, we've had a problem on defense early in a game in first series, giving up a big play. I mean, it was a really simple little play that would have probably put them in a third down situation. But we mess up how we play the coverage, and the guy goes for an 80-yard, 75 or 80-yard touchdown on a little swing route. It's not acceptable, and it just puts you behind the eight ball, So I don't know the answer to that. I mean, our defense has generally been a good defense about not giving up big play touchdowns, and that's what's hurting us. We get one early, and then the defense played pretty well the rest of the game, and it just it's you know we got to think a little more early and stick to what our basics are as a staff and try to execute early in drives. But it's a it's should be a simple fix, but it's been a problem.
Offensively, you lost Myles Briquette late there in the second quarter and turned to Trey Lindsey. First, what's Myles' status, do you think, going forward?
I'm not sure yet. Obviously, it's an ankle, and we'll see where he's at by Wednesday. I think Trey went in and played really, really well, sparked us a lot. But we don't know who we won't know until later in the week where we're going to be a quarterback. And the injuries have been a problem, but it's always next man up, and we got to keep that mentality moving forward.
You mentioned Trey. He throws for 117 yards and touchdown. He picked up one on the ground later in the game. What is his skill set, and how does it compare to Miles?
I think they're a little different. I think Miles is still in the process of learning as a young quarterback that he's got about 8 months in the system, and I think at times he's played well. I think he's played like a young quarterback well and at times and but Trey's a veteran, and he knows the system really well, and I was impressed with him going out and playing the way he did. And I think whoever's going to be the starting quarterback this week, we expect them to play well. But he certainly gave us a big spark, no doubt.
Only had 251 yards for the game, but that first drive or your first touchdown there in the fourth quarter, you're able to put an 88-yard drive together, 15 plays. What did you like about that drive? What were you able to do against that New Hampshire defense, which is certainly one of the better ones in the conference?
I mean, it's just about execution for us right now. I mean, our efforts is we're playing hard, we're practicing hard. I've been around this a long time. I've had teams that don't like to practice, but these guys are working at it, trying to get there. And I just think it's execution. We've talked about execution ad nauseum right now. We need to continue to get there. We're making progress. I think Trey executed the offense really well, and we were able to move the ball in the second half. We had two touchdown drives, and another one we were down in the red zone and got stopped on a fourth down. So it's the same on defense. The problem isn't effort or enthusiasm in the first start of games. It's just execution, and that's what it's all about. And we've got to get better at it. We've executed in the second half better on offense, and the defense after a couple of these blunders in the first quarter are usually pretty good. I mean, they ended up with 275 yards or something like that after an 80-yard first play and their second play. So I mean, you know, we it's I've learned not to panic. We've got three games left, against really good opponents and ranked and the whole nine yards. And Stony Brook's playing lights out right now. But we have confidence in ourselves, and we're going to go out to Long Island and put our best foot forward in a big game for both teams.
I was just going to ask you one more about the defense, and you hit exactly what I was going to ask. If you take that 86-yard play out of the mix, you held them to just about 200 yards. That's a pretty good offense with especially guys, those receivers they have on the outside. What were you able to do so well to kind of keep them hemmed in after the first drive?
Not to be sarcastic, but we executed better and we tackled pretty well. I mean, they, when you play a little different sometimes when you're up, but they, I think the, we've got some guys out in the secondary, and we had trouble containing number five. He's arguably one of the best receivers in the league, and he had a couple really great catches against us. And but we've just gotta keep our confidence up and start executing all the way around. And I think, and I talk to the coaches a lot about we've got to put our kids in better positions to play and to make things as simple as we can so we're not making some of these silly mistakes.
You mentioned Stony Brook, 7-2 right now, 4-1 in the league. Certainly the surprise team in the conference this season. What do you see from them and some of the challenges they present?
Yeah, I mean, I think Coach Kosh has done a great job. I mean, they're playing with a ton of enthusiasm. They're very stout on defense. They've always been talented on defense, and but I think they're, the quarterback's playing really well. And look, it's a quarterback-driven sport. When your quarterback's able to distribute the ball and play well, and all of a sudden you start winning some games, it snowballs. And we know what that's like from last year for us. So they're playing really well. They're tough up front on defense, and they move the ball on offense. I mean, they've moved the ball against everybody they've gone against. So we know we're walking into a tough situation, but it wouldn't be any fun if it wasn't if Albany and Stony Brook are always going to play hard against each other, and we're looking forward to getting out there and trying to play our best football game.
How long, you mentioned the passing game, and they certainly have been really efficient, but Roland Dempster seems to be putting 100 yards up virtually every week out. What do you see from him, and why has he been so effective this season?
He's a physical, he's a really good back. He's a big physical guy, and he breaks tackles, and that's what you want in your feature back. I really do think he's what makes them go. And I think he's, when you can bang out 100 yards with your back, it certainly opens up other things. We're going to have to tackle really well, because it's not just hitting him, and you got to tackle him and wrap him and surround him and swarm him, because he's very good. And they distribute the ball around their receiving core very well. I've been impressed with how they attack and the things that they do. And they're a good football team. I mean, there's no fluke here. They've got talent, and the kids are all bought in, and they're playing great football right now.
When you play Stony Brook, the Golden Apple Trophy, it has been around now for a little while. It's we've talked about it often, and it's obviously a big deal at both schools, a big deal to your players. Just talk about what that means to your guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a great reward. You're playing a team that's your rival, and it means something. And we'd like to play this game last if we could, but at the end of the day, it's a little bit before the end of the season, but it doesn't change the dynamic of, it matters. And when we first started it, I didn't know what to think. I never played for trophies like that, but it's been a really good thing. I mean, I think both sides. When the game's over, the teams run to go get it. I'll tell you that when they win, so there's been a bunch of good games and a lot of enthusiasm at the end of games with winning the trophy on top of, usually winning that game matters if making the playoffs. So it makes it a big game every year.
Yeah, I was going to ask you the rivalry that, like you said, the number of close games that both teams have won, which obviously helps with the rivalry too. But why do you feel like the games are always so tight between you guys?
It's I don't know. It's been I think that it's just Northeast football. I think the rivalries are really through the whole Northeast. I mean, there's it's we us in New Hampshire has always been a tough battle, and emotional and chippy and the whole nine yards, and I wouldn't expect anything different going into this week with Stony Brook. But it's at the end of the day, it's a competition that you want to win, and for a lot of reasons. But certainly, we would like to keep the trophy here, and they want to steal it. So that's, a big part of the football game each week, each year.
All right, Greg, thanks so much for the time this morning, and I look forward to talking.